Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shamir Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose. Why? So that you may fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be asking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, I must say that each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our show past episodes or broadcasts, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment, as I shared, is truly insightful, and you want to go back and reconnect with that richness. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're going to take a look at good versus great in our Shape Up series. But before we jump right on into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, take a moment, invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your continued support with expanding our outreach. Well, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, laptops, desktops, whatever you need, your smartphones with your notes, you want to grab something so that you can capture the richness and the nuggets that are going to be shared on today's installment. On today's installment, again, with Coach Adams, today we are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at good versus great. Good versus great. You know, this is always such a rich topic, and I often deal with this subject in my coaching practice because individuals that partner with me, they're often looking at, Coach Adams, how do I take my business to the next level? How do I move to the next level personally or professionally? I'm struggling. I feel like I'm stuck. I'm trying to get to the next level, but I don't know exactly how to accomplish that. And so I wanted to, and although we have touched on good to great previously in previous episodes, I want to just reconnect on this particular topic at a different level because it is such a key topic. You know, it's interesting because this process of going from good to great or good versus great, it's truly one that, you know, we want to think that we wave a magic wand and it magically happens, it mysteriously happens, that we can flip a switch, that we can snap our fingers, that we can wave the wand and it happens. But the reality is that this process that we're evaluating on good versus great is really a focus around and centered and anchored in passion, purpose, and action. And, you know, passion is that strong, compelling emotion, that strong, compelling emotion that will fuel you from the inside out. And this strong, compelling emotion, when connected with your purpose, your cause, your assignment, meaning the reason why you were placed on this planet, and you now convert that with action, meaning movement, you're now in the process of doing, executing, you will now get greater results. And many of us have a gap, and we're fighting and struggling with this process of closing this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. I want to close this gap from being from good versus great, and I want to get on the other side of great, but I have this gap, Coach Adams, and I don't know how quite to close this gap, and I don't know what steps I should take. And so I want to give us some things to process around as we talk about good versus great today. The one thing that I've grown to realize to be true is that each and every one of us, wherever you are on your journey, whatever your assignment is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, each and every one of us, we must find that anchor in our why, that compelling why associated with our passions, that strong, compelling emotion of why. We have to find that one thing, that central thread that allows us to give our desires greater meaning. Why this goal? And I've shared this before, and you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I've heard this, but the question is, are you operating in it? Because if you lose sight of your why on your journey, if you lose sight of that greater cause. When things don't materialize in the way that you desire, you lose focus very easily, you lose your passion, and you move to the next thing. And so that's why understanding our why the goals that you have selected, why this vision, why these dreams. If you don't make a greater connecting point and associate that on a higher, deeper level, and be able to envision on the inside this connecting point, this is what's going to give your journey meaning. Like, I don't coach and I don't speak just for the sake of coaching and speaking. I do that simply because of my backdrop and my background. I know the frustration. When I tell you, my global listening audience, I know the frustration all too personally and oh too well. This frustration of not doing what you feel you were created to do. And I don't want you to get stuck in that place and be, you know, in this place of disenchantment with your life, in this place of just, you know, getting by and just existing. And so because I know the very frustration of that because of my journey, you know, if you are listening in on the first time and or if you're reconnecting, you may or may not know that I'm a former licensed realtor with the state of California. You know, right out of high school, I got into real estate finance and the real estate industry, mortgage lending. And I was around people who were very affluent on their journey, a lot of different realtors and real estate financing specialists that were doing extremely well. So in my capacity, working for the real estate and the finance company that I worked for on both sides, I saw the affluence. And so for me, because I began to grow and learn this industry, it made sense to simply get my license. That was like a no-brainer. But when I got into that industry and I got my license, my real estate license, I want you to know that the why was not a good anchor. I saw it as an opportunity, simply put, for the money. Just to get the big house, drive the fanciest car, but there was no greater meaning behind it. And I'm not saying that it's not good to desire more, but if your anchor is all about financial, 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 the money, the money, the money, the Benjamins, the Benjamins, the Benjamins, when the money is not there and the money has its place, and it is important, it is significant. We're in a world system that we need the money. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But if that's the number one driver, when the money is not there, without question, you're going to become disenchanted. You're going to become frustrated. You're going to be disappointed with where you are. You're going to be unhappy. I can bring on all of these different emotions and the place in which you would be in because your hierarchies of success were out of alignment. And so the anchor cannot be, I just want to make money. That is definitely a need that we have, and that's great. Don't want to minimize it. It is important. But when we're talking about finding that compelling emotion, attachment to your passion and the why, this is a greater cause. This gives a greater meaning to what your journey is all about. And as I was stating, I don't just come to Motivational Mondays because I want to hear myself speak. I'm not coaching just because I want to have that title. I'm not speaking just because I want to be on a platform. The greater anchor is, as I stated just a moment ago, and just recentering and reconnecting that, is that I know firsthand the frustration of not doing what you were created to do. And because I get and understand that frustration, my journey, a large part of that, is assisting others in getting on that path and making that connection of purpose and finding what it is that you were created for, so that now your journey is fulfilled and you're living more fulfilled because of you're now fulfilling your purpose and you're moving and achieving at greater heights. And so this is so key and important, and that's why I spent a significant amount of time around this one, because if you don't start here, nothing else matters. If you don't have a greater why, nothing else matters. If you don't find the meaning behind, nothing else matters. And so as we continue on this journey of looking at good versus great, see, good would say just do something. Great says don't just do something. Do something that you are passionate about and that there is greater meaning associated with that. Do you see that? So good is just, oh, okay, just do something and be successful at it, whatever it is. It doesn't even matter if you like it. It doesn't matter if you're helping people. None of that matters. But when you're talking about great, great deals in a significant why that associates with a greater meaning. You're bringing greater value to this earth, to others, to your area of expertise. And so this is based on passion, that strong, compelling emotion. You want to be a force of one. You want to, first of all, recognize and understand that you have to empower yourself, because we all have, as I often say, stinking thinking. If you've heard me speak, you've heard me utilize that terminology, stinking thinking. I wrote a piece on the power of words that is a part of the Change Book number 14. Very powerful piece based on my journey growing up and realizing the great significance of the power of words. And so when we're talking about being a force of one, you're now focused on improving and enhancing your thought process. How do you do that? You're now, one, making sure you're empowered so that you can empower others. And the mindset should be this mindset of how can I serve you? In whatever capacity you're in, how can I serve you? Not that you're coming to the environment, give me the money, hire me, give me the money, hire me, give me the money, hire me. You're not bringing value. But now you're coming and you're looking at how can I serve you? How can I add value to your life? And I want you to see this shifting again as we're talking about good versus great and looking at this subject in a different way. And we're giving clear distinctions between what it looks like to be good versus that mindset of being great. Why? Because I want you to be empowered on your journey at another level. I want you to begin to recognize that you were designed and you were created. You are destined for greatness. But in order for you to get to this end result of your destiny that speaks to greatness, you have to get out of this good is okay mindset. And you have to associate greater meaning at a deeper level around your journey. Because just getting by is not enough. You see, the interesting thing is that many of us, we are so proud of doing things good, but not fighting for and aspiring for moving to the next level of achievement, and that is great. You know, what's interesting is that when you have two athletes that run a race, no one remembers, or rarely do you remember, the person that got second place. Very rarely. But, oh, I tell you, you know who made first place. You know who was the leader of the pack. And that individual is not good. That individual is great. And so you have to ask yourself the question, do I want to be good? Do I want to just be getting by and do things okay, get right at the finish line, but yet someone crosses it and I'm always second in line. I'm always second. I come in second place. I'm winning the awards for the most second. No. We want to achieve greatness. And achieving greatness is truly about leveling up and increasing our mindset. And so I want you to know that this level of achieving greatness, it's raising the standard and the bar to higher heights of achievement. And it's about soaring. And that's what I desire for you, each and every one of you, our global listening audience, that you would not just be doing enough that's good, but that you move to another level and you are achieving at a higher height, the higher level that is considered great. And so, again, I want to remind you that if you're looking at, okay, Coach Adams, I hear what you're saying, but where do I start? This good versus great. I don't get it. It's not making sense. Okay, let's step back. Number one, we have to find that compelling emotion. What am I passionate about? Passion is key. Because that passion base connects us with our why. The greater value and significance of what I am bringing to this earth. The impact, the impartation that I am making. This I am the answer to someone's issue of life. You are the answer to someone's issue of life. Again, it's not about just finding a job, making the money. No. Now, that's good because you can make good money on a great job. That's good. But we're talking about being great. And so great has a greater meaning. It's a deeper level. It's not surface-minded. It's about how can I add value to your life? How can I do something that I am passionate about, because that's the power of purpose. And when you fuel that strong, compelling emotion, now you're motivated to move and to do. It's not ever just about the money. The money will come. It is important, but it's not just about the money. So we have to determine in our goals that we're looking to achieve, in our vision that we're shaping and living out our dreams, okay, what is my greater mission, my greater cause? What is the why? Then we have to look at how can I add value? How can I now grow to another level? And it's this thought process of that I'm here on this planet, I'm here on earth to serve others within my capacity so that I'm adding value to your life. And that's very powerful because most people are here trying to figure out how can I take, how can I take, how can I take, how can I take. They come into the environment and you're depleted just by their presence because they come to any environment just to take. But how many people do you know walk in a room and before you even engage and connect with them, you feel refreshed because you know they're coming to serve in their capacity. They're coming to give. My life is going to be richer because of that individual. And that is what it means to move from being good to being great. We're making an impact. We're moving from just being okay to being the absolute best. We do our best and we model our best based on our capacity. Now, we know, the reality is, we know when we're doing just enough to get by. We know it. And we become okay with it because we start to compare and we say, oh, but I did a little bit more than her. But the question is not, did you do a little bit more than her or him? The question is, did you do your very best? Because the expectation for each of us is different based on our capacity. See, good would say, well, I did more than that person. Comparison, I did good, better than that person over there. But you didn't give your best. And so if we're talking about living at a level of great achievement, living at a level of greatness, there is no comparison. The model is that you are achieving at your highest level, at your very best, within your capacity. Now, may someone else, quote unquote, look and appear like they're achieving more than you? Quite possibly. But that's their capacity. See, that gets you out of that mindset of, let me see what they're doing, how are they doing, trying to measure up. No, this is your journey. It's an individualized journey. And so when we come from that mindset, we're now modeling that for others. And even in our relationships and our interactions, if we are a model of the best, guess what? You're going to help to challenge others indirectly to give their best. And you give your best in those areas, every area that you have the best to give, the most to give. This is no limit. This process, there's no limit. You're unleashing and you're allowing the fullness of your untapped power and potential to be released. Ooh. Ooh. Now imagine an environment and how much greater it is whenever you come into the room. Because everybody recognizes those that are good. Oh, okay, it's just him or her. And they may appreciate their presence, but when someone comes in that's at a level of greatness, that's at a level of greater achievement, there's an energy surge that happens in the room. The atmosphere is charged because of that individual's presence. So it doesn't matter what your assignment is. It doesn't matter what your vision is. It doesn't matter what your goals are. It doesn't matter what your dreams are individually. What matters is, meaning I don't have to know what your vision is, your goals are, your dream is. I'm here to support your vision as a vision trainer. I'm here to support the achievement of your goals as a coach. I'm here to support you living out your dreams. But I don't have to know what that is to know that you are making a deposit and that you're operating at a level of greatness. Because your energy speaks to that. I can tell if there's great power exuding from you in how you come into a room. In whatever area that we have been placed on this planet to serve, do it to your best capacity. And that's what we're talking about. Don't just be good, be great. And achieve at a higher level because you are giving your very best. You are living life focused on purpose, which now life is more fulfilled because why? You are achieving at a greater level because you're clear on your vision. You can envision it. You see it on the inside. There's no question about it. You know why you were placed on the planet. and you're operating in that realm. You may have to operate at different levels in different seasons of life. You know, originally when I made the connection with coaching and speaking, I was in the property management industry full time. And I got the awakening of my assignment. I didn't just step out and say I quit and leave. I continued to grow and to develop and to determine the right arenas that I can now allow this coach in me, the speaker, to be cultivated. And so when you're evaluating, once you know what it is, determine the right arenas for you. And so I was in that industry, and instead of continuing to grow on a specific path in property management that made sense for the industry, I began to narrow my focus in those areas that would allow me to sharpen the skills, that would allow me to operate within my element of this awakening of why I was placed on the planet, so that I could coach more, so that I could train more. And I couldn't just step out and leave, because I had to build. And you have to build and develop. That's okay. But right where you are within your capacity, give and do at the level in which you are at. And there's nothing wrong with that. The key is execution. The key is converting. The key is stepping out, moving, putting action to, and making things happen. Things are not just going to happen. You know, I heard Kris Jenner share that early on in the stages of when she determined that she would be Bruce Jenner's manager at the time, interestingly enough, she had no experience in that, but she knew there was a need for her family. And we talked a bit about this on last week. So if you missed it, you definitely want to reconnect with the archive. But I want to share this story as it relates to execution and what we're talking about in this process of good versus great and living and achieving at a higher level of greatness. Because many of us, the reason why we're not achieving is we're not executing. We're not putting any action in the direction of what we desire. And then we sit back on the couch potato, murmuring and complaining and hating on others that are moving and they're getting some results because they're focused and grinding on a regular basis. And so I want you to know that you must execute. Now, you may be saying, Coach Adams, really? I know that. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. We have a very brilliant global listening audience. The question is, are you walking in that? Because it's one thing to know it, head knowledge. I know it. I get it. I have to execute. Yeah, woohoo. But are you doing something daily? And so getting back to the story that I was sharing associated with Kris Jenner, so she said early on when she realized my family has a need, this is right when she first married Bruce Jenner, my family has a need, and wow, I have this Olympic medalist in my home, sitting in my living room. How can we maximize that? He's a great speaker. What can we do? And she said that she sat in her living room and put together 7,000. Not 7, not 700, not 70, but 7,000, what one would call press kits, and sent them out to different companies to get speaking opportunities at the time for Bruce Jenner. And she took the time herself, labored, getting all that done. That is executing. That's putting steps in the direction of your desire, in the direction of your dreams, in the direction of your goals. She could have very easily said, wow, I wish she could get some speaking opportunities. But she took action. She executed. And that took them to a different level.
took him to a different level of earning capacity, earning power. And that in turn obviously equipped her to then go on to manage all of her children, all of her children. I was going to say all of her girls, but she also has the son, which you don't hear much about him, but nevertheless, all of her children. You get the point. Let's not get lost in the minor details, but get the big picture of the point. Execute. We have to execute. And we have to be consistent. A part of why many of us stagnate in that place of good, we stagnate there because we fall down, we kind of settle in, we allow ourselves to get stuck, we throw in the towel, oh, we did it for 2 months, it didn't work, I quit, moving on to the next thing. We have no commitment, we're not focused, we don't stick with anything. And that's a part of why we're just good. We haven't taken the time to master any given area. Many of you know that I am a John Maxwell team member. I am a coach, speaker, trainer, teacher, licensed and certified with the John Maxwell team. And I remember hearing John Maxwell at one of the talks, conferences, or what have you. And, you know, he talked about, wow, when I used to speak in the early days, I was nothing like what I've grown to do and be. But when you've done X number, I don't know how many it is actually, but thousands, I'm sure, talks, yeah, you become a master. You become great at that because you've stuck with it. So anything that we do over and over, you perfect it, you hone your skills, you sharpen those skills, you grow to another level. We must each find our eye of the tiger. Have you found your eye of the tiger? What is it that makes your heart sing, that you have that compelling, strong emotion around, that you feel like, oh, yeah. This is it. Find your eye of the tiger, whatever that may look like for you. Tap into that and don't let it go. Do not let it go. Stay consistent on your journey. Stick with it. Consistency is key. You know, it's interesting because I realized early on that I had grown at a certain stage on my journey that I had grown consistently inconsistent. I'd grown consistently inconsistent. And this is about falling down, but we stand up. We get back up. We get back in the race. We don't sit on the bench, but rather we are engaged, fully participating in the game. So I want you to think about those areas where you have gotten stuck. Think about those areas that you're not executing in. What is it that you can do? Take a baby step. You know, one step each day will make a difference. Before you know it, that gap that seems so great, you look up and you'll realize, wow, this gap has really close, this gap has gotten smaller. You know, I remember hearing Jewel Diamond Taylor, motivational speaker coach, many years ago, and she was still working at the time, but she had such a passion for empowering others. And she was still working, and I remember her saying, I maximized my lunch hour. I would plan the night before. I would have phone numbers and calls to make. I would do whatever I needed to do. I wasn't going out to lunch. I would bring my lunch, sit in my car, get on the phone. That is a part of that executing. And so we can always come up with excuse. I listen to and speak with people often who come up with excuses. Well, Coach Adams, you don't understand. You know, I'm working a job all day. You don't get it. you know, I don't have the time. Carve out, make the time. If it's important enough for you, we make the time. We find the time. And so what I'm sharing with you, you have to find the time to execute. Take those small steps, and you will find yourself progressing to another level. That gap will become smaller and smaller. The more you move and do, the more you stay focused on your journey. Learn. Continue to learn and grow. What can I do differently? How can I improve my systems? You know, I learned systems very clearly from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. That is an area of expertise and specialty for them. System processing, you know, design and redesign. Look at how you can truly continue to grow your systems. Because, see, those that are good, they're not looking to continue to grow. They're not looking at how can I improve my systems. They're okay with where they are. But if you want to achieve a higher level of greatness, you have to be willing to evaluate your systems and determine, how can I improve the results? How can I improve how I'm doing something? How can I improve? And that is so key. We have to be our, no one should have to tell you to improve. You have to have a gauge internally that keeps you continuing to grow. You know, I often tell people, I am a lifetime learner. And although I have a lot of wisdom and insight in various areas because of my journey, I am never above and beyond continuing to grow. I'm never above and beyond hearing from others insight that they may have that may serve beneficial. So are you open to continuing to grow on your journey? One that is good, they're not open because they think and they get arrogant, I got this. You don't know, I'm good. And that's the point. You're good. But we're talking about this acceleration, this next level of great. See, the one that is great, they know how to self-evaluate. They know how to take feedback from others. And they know how to process through shifting where they need to shift, design and redesign, tweaking so that they can be greater. They can be better than what they were. Not getting comfortable in good, but growing to another level continuously that now allows them to move to a higher level of achievement known as great. And I don't know about you, but I don't desire to just be good. I want to achieve at the highest possible level. You know, it's so interesting because I am consulting and have been for an executive consultant under one contract for a number of years. And one of the associates there, you know, they were coming in and they had to evaluate systems and what have you and felt like they had to, you know, crack the whip or they weren't going to get the results. And I shared with them, I said, you know, I understand your point of view, absolutely. I said, but I am motivated to achieve higher results. And I'm motivated because the brand, Coach Adams, it is, without question, it's affected as well. And it's not that I'm not open to growing. I'm definitely open to growing. If you have some feedback for me, I want to hear it. And I want to hear it because I'm always one that wants to move to another level of achievement. But know that I have the urgency as well because this, the results affect my brand. And as a coach, it's all about results. It's all about getting the results. And so I want you to know that you have to determine what will it take for me to get these results. What will it take for me to get these results? And are you committed to continuing to learn forward as you grow upward? Learn forward as you grow upward so that you can blossom and be the very best that you can be. Remember, we opened with saying that it's important to be the very best that you can be within your capacity. So in order for you to do that, you have to be continuously growing. You have to constantly, as Franklin Covey would say, you have to be sharpening the saw, 7 laws of highly effective people. You have to allow that saw to constantly be sharpened, iron sharpening iron. And so you want to make sure that you're doing all that you can do to continue to grow to the next level so you can achieve. Anything that is not working, don't continue to carry that baggage. Don't continue to hold on to what's not working. Be okay with letting it go and moving on to the next season. Don't allow change to get you stuck. I often reference the cute little story, Who Moves My Cheese, of Snip and Scurry, that these two little mice were in this maze, and they got comfortable in this one particular cheese station in the maze because it was very plentiful. And they got comfortable in that, ooh, there's a lot of resources here, and they're just munching their little way through, little sniff and scurry. But one day they realized that this cheese station, which was once very plentiful, things are starting to get sparse. And they have to go on this journey or make the decision about going on this journey to find a new cheese station. It's all about who moved my cheese. And the story goes on that one of the little mice, he's afraid. He's stuck in his comfort zone. He doesn't want to be stretched. He wants to hang on to the issues of the past. He wants to hang on to this image of this cheese station that was plentiful, that's no longer plentiful. It's no longer working or serving for him. If he stays there, the reality is he's going to die, but he's afraid to move forward. The other has to determine, will I embrace this journey that's uncertain so that I can find a new path? And the moral of the story is don't be afraid to let go of those things of the past that are not working. Don't carry the baggage of the past with you, but move forward. Go find your new cheese station. Let go and move on. If something's not working, it's okay. Fall down, get back up. 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 Don't stay down. Don't allow those issues to linger. So whatever is not working, determine what do I need to do to tweak it and move forward. Because it's all about, isn't it really about effectiveness? We achieve higher heights, greater heights, when we're effective. So if whatever you're doing is not serving you well and you're not being effective, you have to simply let that go. Let it go and move on. And then, you know what? The best of the best of the best. Do you know that they team up with other people that will support and help them to grow? Like, I'm partnered with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. I'm a part of their executive team as their global master trainer for Christian Business Ministries and Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. I'm partnered with other eagles, and I'm being mentored by another eagle. I'm an eagle soaring, but I'm being mentored by another eagle. As I mentor, others. We're at different levels of mentorship, but the mindset is that of having the right circle. And you've heard me share this on a number of occasions, that you have to have the right people in your circle. You have to partner with the right people. It's not enough to just have various people in your lives. You want to be in partnership with the right people. You want to be deliberate and intentional about the individuals that are in your circle, because they can support you and you support them. They can give you feedback. They can help you. If you've got a great mentor, someone that's speaking life into your life, they will give you feedback that will support you in growing. You don't have to make some of the mistakes that they may have made for 5 years. You can grow and shift and do what you need to do in a short period of time because of having the right partnerships and being in a team with people. I mentioned that I'm teamed up with the John Maxwell team. It's given me a host of resources so that I can now be a better coach. I can now be a better speaker, trainer, teacher for you. So all of that matters. Wow, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I want our global listening audience to know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to jump in, chime in, ask a question, make a comment around today's subject as we're talking about good versus great. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Wow, we are quickly bringing today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. I want to share with you that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Maybe you're shy, you don't want to ask a question live on the airwaves. I totally and completely get it. Before I embrace the speaking call on my life, I would have been one that would say, nope, I don't want to ask a question or comment. I would shy away from public speaking, so I get it. But I want you to know there is a safe environment for you to do that. This is a safe space for those that will stretch out of their comfort zone and take a risk. But if you feel more comfortable through the social medias, I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum available for you, and we want to continue the dialogue. It is an open group. All you have to do, if you're not already a member of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, is simply ask to be invited, to be a member, and you're welcome. And again, it's an open group. I want you to know that we so appreciate you, our global listening audience, tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We do not take your investment of time in this hour of empowerment lightly or for granted, but rather, we are so truly grateful for being able to give empowerment to you that your journey would be richer. I want to stay connected with you, and if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. For more information about Coach Adams and the services that are available for you, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Do know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our live empowerment workshop 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, an amazing time of shaping up and winning. 4 hours of power along with the various coaching empowerment and tools that Coach Adams has available are truly powerful and powerful around vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. In anything that we do, the goal is that you would receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey, and so that you may become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you're interested in more details or information, don't hesitate to give a call to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or send an email again to admin@coachadams.com. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I just want to do a quick summary recap of what we've talked about. We did a close comparison of what does it look like to be good versus great. We spoke about that when someone is good, they don't have an anchor in a why, and your why is important. Finding that strong, compelling emotion, that which you are passionate about, that we have to move our and shift our thinking and our mindset from taking from an environment and coming to give, that we are servants in whatever our capacity is. We're talking about good versus great. That it's not okay just to be good, that we compare ourselves with others, but that rather we model being the very best that we can be, and we do that within our capacity, that we give our very best in any situation, in any environment, and that we find those arenas, those circles that will celebrate. You know, you've heard the term where you're celebrated and not tolerated, that celebrate the gifts that you have to offer, and that you can truly blossom in those arenas, in those circles, in those environments, because you have found that place that supports who you are. That on our journey, when we're moving from good versus great, we're looking at that good people do good things, but they're not executors. And in order to move to another level, a higher level of achievement, we must execute. That we must be consistent, and that generally speaking, those that are not consistent, they throw in the towel, they don't stick to anything, they quit, they're here and they're there, they're a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. And so when we're talking about being great, these are individuals that stick to what their assignment is, their focus. They master those areas. They are and become the specialist in those areas. That they are lifetime learners. That they never stop sharpening the saw and allowing themselves to grow and improve. That they recognize that, you know, I can't hold on to the failures of the past, the situations of the past, what's not working. But you have to be okay with designing and redesigning your systems. And finally, as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, that we must partner with the right people, that we must have the right circle of individuals around us. I often call it the circle of trust, and I take that from Meet the Fockers with Robert De Niro many years ago. So I would leave you with this, that when you're evaluating, am I good or am I great? Know that great is a higher level of achievement, and that each and every one of us within our sphere of influence and our capacity, we can be great, and we were called to greatness. But don't allow yourself to be satisfied by good. Stretch, challenge yourself to achieve greater. I am here to support you. I coach and you win. I thank you for tuning in. Join us next week when we have a powerful guest that will be sharing with us in studio around some insight on their journey and what they have to offer as services. Looking forward to connecting with you then. Do share and tell a friend. I coach and you win. This is Coach Adams signing off for now.